Hello.
Hi, Cynthia. It's Sarah. How are you?
Oh, fine.
I just have two things. First of all, I just got notice that you got an increase of hours from the state.
Okay.
So now we'll be 3 hours on 6 days a week, and then we could do 3 hours and 15 minutes because now you have 94.25 hours for the month.
Okay.
So that's great. So I'm going to add that to your schedule, and then I also have one day that missed clock out, but otherwise he did really good last week.
Okay.
So
What day was it?
it was on Friday. He clocked in at 7 a.m.
Okay, he did 4.5 hours on Friday, right? Okay.
11:30. Let's see, caregiver. Let me, so that was for last week. That was just one day that was missed. And then now for the next week, on the phone. Did he work on Sunday?
Yes.
So what was the timing for that one?
8 to 12.
And let me see if there's timing for yesterday. I see clock in was at 7 a.m. And then what time was clock out?
11.
7 to 11. Okay, so where do you want me? It's going to be 3 hours 6 days and then 3 hours and 15 minutes one day. So which day should I put that extra 15 minutes onto?
From last week or okay, it's to yesterday.
No, I'm saying for the for July, like for the, because you have an increase of hours from the state, so I need to make a new schedule for you. So I'm wondering which day I should put that extra 15 minutes onto each week.
Oh, okay. Do it on Sunday.
On Sunday? Okay. And what time should I start it from?
Sunday, depends upon if he has to go in during reconstruction. I'm going to say 7.
Seven. Okay, it just has to be like majority of the days. It's okay, like if some of
Right.
them get
Okay.
messed up. So I'm gonna put that in. We're starting at 7 a.m. to on Sunday, then would be until 10:15, and then the rest of the week is gonna be 7 to 10.
Okay.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay. Bye.